Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast for today from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, the wind chill advisory that had been issued will end at noon. For the rest of the afternoon, we should see increasing clouds with a high near 14 degrees. Breezy with a south wind 8 to 16 miles an hour, gusts as high as 29 miles per hour, wind chill values as low as 34 below zero. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the temperature rising to around 21 by 4 a.m., wind chill values as low as 5 below, breezy with a south wind 10 to 17 miles an hour, gusting as high as 28 miles per hour. Thursday, a chance of flurries after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 28. Southwest wind 8 to 13 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour. And in the news for today, in two news briefs from the Wisconsin Examiner, an attempt by Senator Kelda Royce, a Democrat from Madison, to force a vote on a bill that would protect abortion rights in Wisconsin failed on the floor of the Senate Tuesday. Last February, Royce and other Democrats introduced a bill that would eliminate certain provisions in state law that state, quote, any person who intentionally destroys the life of an unborn child, end quote, is guilty of a felony. This part of state law is currently unenforceable because of the protections provided by the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. The bill was introduced because Roe v. Wade's future is uncertain as it faces legal challenges in front of a Supreme Court that is friendly to anti-abortion activists. After nearly a year since its introduction, the Democratic bill has not yet received a hearing in the Republican-controlled Committee on Human Services, Children, and Families. Royce's motion to take up the bill failed on a 21-12 party line vote. And also from the Examiner, Republicans in the Wisconsin Senate stopped an effort by Senator Melissa Agard, a Democrat from Madison, to force a vote on legalizing the recreational use of cannabis. The Senate took up a bill Tuesday that would increase penalties for a person who uses a butane torch to extract resin from a cannabis plant. Agard introduced an amendment to the bill that, instead of making penalties harsher, would have completely legalized all use of cannabis. Agard said she was introducing the amendment because if the goal of the bill is to increase public safety, then increased criminalization is not the direction to go, especially since most of Wisconsin's neighboring states have legalized either medicinal or recreational use. The original bill without Agard's amendment passed on a 2012 party line vote. As mentioned, information for this report was used by permission of the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.